This is Radio on Berlin, and you're listening to Totally Real, Probably Not Fake Radio.
Hello. I know you're going through terror and confusion right now. Your nerves are frayed, and you're probably almost out of your mind. But if you will listen to me, there is hope. No matter what other explanations you may have been given, we knew that this would happen. That is what's happened. You ask, how could we have known that such a day would come? We can see into the future where you're living and know exactly what you're going through right now.
Hello, music lovers. Welcome to Totally Real, Probably Not Fake Headquarters in Montreal. I am your host, Sam Levens, and I'll be exchanging with a foreign correspondent, Wayne Shaw, who's here with me at our headquarters today. I am your host, Sam Levens, and I'll be exchanging with a foreign correspondent, Wayne Shaw.
Wayne Shaw.
Shortly, you'll hear an exclusive interview with A.S. Crowley, the CEO and founder of the Totally Real, Probably Not Fake label. Wayne Shaw recently caught up with him at his home in Peachland, Canada, and he's going to share that with us in a bit. Throughout the show, we'll be listening to all sorts of music, folk, pop, rap, hip-hop, and more, all from artists that have been released on the Totally Real Probably Not Fake label. We're starting right away with songs from three different TRPNF artists. The first song is Millions by Shane Watt Band. The song is from their new album, Lowrent Folk. And after that, it will be A Montréal Paul. The song is called True Countryside Tumble Down. And the third song will be No. It will be Algo Precioso, a song in Spanish by the artist Marinol of the record. And the song is from her album called No Hard Feelings.
Outside of the way, but washing through our brains. Beyond the new front line to make us feel so ashamed. Despite an empty feeling and a longing to be free.
standing on a broken wall. Rubble strewn around, the story of a rise and fall. Trouble easily found, the latest degradation of a civilization.
Thank you. Well, we won't do things with it later. This is going to be a... No, this is going to be a straight-up Aleister Crowley interview where we're talking about totally real.
Totally real.
Talking about probably not fake.
Totally not fake.
Yeah. With Aleister.
Hello.
Back in the studio. Your studio.
I love it.
Your home studio now.
It's a beautiful.
So you've used the proceeds from the label to buy your own home studio,
well,
while most of your artists have nothing.
They're struggling. Well, I've taken all the profits, you see, and I've made this home studio. I have a hamster. I'm training it to sing, and I feel like it's going to need a proper recording. So once it happens, once he starts singing, he's going to need this professional studio.
So this is for the sake of the.
It's for the hamster.
Of the label.
No. It's for the hamster.
Oh, that's for the hamster.
It's for the hamster's well-being. It's his dream, okay? I just like to see people complete their dreams. Of course, we will release the hamster on the label, of course. So everyone's going to benefit. I just wish I'd stop getting so many emails.
Hey, Aleister Crowley. Yeah. So, Aleister Crowley, tell us a little bit about your record label. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a wonderful, wonderful collection of people. There's music.
So you started the record label, why? Just because you wanted a record label? That sounds kind of like, I want a record label. What, are you some kind of rich guy?
In fact, I am a rich guy.
You're a rich guy?
I haven't spent very much money at all. So
you're saying you saved 45 years of wages?
Pretty much. I mean, I actually only eat white foods.
And you were living on a couch outdoors.
It was an electric couch.
Okay.
So it was good for the environment.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, you had to replace the batteries every 3 months, but still... You know, no carbon emissions on that, baby.
It seems. Gritty.
The Graffiti Peep.
Obscure 60s act that has actually been resurrected by Aleister Crowley.
But not him directly.
No, Hugh McDubbin, one of the metaphysicists. When we were having our chat, he mentioned all of these other people involved who have brought bands and artists to the label.
Are we going to hear that on the radio show? Is that part of the interview
probably,
that's going to be shared?
Possibly. He's a bit, he's associated
with.
He's a little weird.
Okay, and we also heard another song, Blue, from Telewave Radio, that just
released
an album, The Artist at Home in His Private Studio, Aided by the Isolator.
Yeah.
Very long title. And before that, it was Blaze What, So It Goes, is the song.
Yeah.
And you can listen to all the songs on the label's Bandcamp page, trpnf.bandcamp.com. And the three next songs are Caffeine and Weed from Graffiti People.
Yeah.
Shovel is a Tool, that's the name of the band, and your song is Big O. And then the third song is also a Shovel is a Tool song. It's Starter Pack Jack from their album Dig It. Are we going to hear that? What's the song?
Hopped up on caffeine and weed, you can ride like this, young man, please. You and your friends, what's the one? Got a box of beans, sometimes a sweet. Oh,
perception.
Yeah.
Harassing me.
Uh-huh.
Back off!
Back off.
Back me again! Back off!
I'm coming in soon. Hmm. Okay.
Harassing me.
Yeah. Yeah. Step on the construction site and look at what corruption's like. At first it seems to function right, then they run out of merchandise. Suppliers boost their prices, contractors lose their license. Judge hands down indictments, they're taking down the titans. At the time of writing, there's no commentary. At the book of commissary, conflict of interest, but the story's buried. Too many hands inside the public coffers. We're in the public office, from Boca Raton to open lockers. The violence in the streets is like wide open operas. Workers pry open lockers under the open oculus. Will they finish on time? Remains to be seen. Ran into the ground what used to be the mayor's sweet dream. Predictions used to seem lean. They hired a weak team to create a smoke screen and try to wipe the slate clean. Nobody knows the real final cost. They had to pay off a union boss and hide it with confusing laws. It was a difficult time for the Olympics. Too many players with too many competing interests. Negotiating with loan sharks with higher interest. There were various attempts, but nobody got in the sentence. Record-breaking attendance, fighting for independence. Roof is retractable, with cables stretching like tendons. There are no happy endings, leave everybody hanging. You disrespect the architect, you might as well abandon. Step on a construction site and look at what corruption's like. At first it seems to function right, yeah. Step on a construction site and look at what corruption's like. At first it seems to function right, then they don't have no merchandise.
The erection.
Yep. Wow. Okay. Holy shit. Throw me into the abyss, call me Edis. I'm fucking dead like a fetus. Lord Rikus, rock you with my starter pack. Jack, show me how a martyr act. Mom, so sick, I got this terminal illness. I kill shit, ghost it, give my little ghost a name. Fuck with it and play games. Better get to worship. Level up your portions. I got enough distortion, enough to feed the orphans. Rangers, mighty morphin. And power, of course, to be one with the force, of course. Motherfucker, you porous. I don't stand formal on occasions. I like nasty arrangements. Beats I'm making, this shit's up for the taking. I put the V in bacons and the G in eggs. I preach that freaky, creepy speak that makes you pee the bed. Or maybe bleed instead. Red wings having fatty stabbing. Fuck it up while hardly rapping. While y'all cats is Mr. Crabbing. Mad Labs flapping, I'm slapping, I'm toe tagging. I'm giving them what's happening. You're not mad enough or bad enough. I'll come to your crib and grab your stuff. Better call your dads, your bratty cunts. Have you had enough? Well, I ain't finished till I get the spinach. Until your assholes diminish. Slap sticks against the dentist, the menace. Yeah, yeah. Serve you motherfuckers like tennis. Yeah. 15 love, you can suck 15 butts. Yeah, I rock you with my starter pack, Jack. Show me how a martyr acts. Rock you with my starter pack, Jack. Show me how a martyr acts. Rock you with my starter pack, Jack. Show me how a martyr acts. Get it dead. Motherfucker, get dead.
Man, these are the hottest shoes out right now. You know what, man? I want to. Say that again. I want to. I just can't believe you wear those. I wouldn't be top dead, man.
What are you doing?
See you tomorrow.
The label, you have the laboratory
and the labradoodle.
What's the labradoodle?
The labradoodle Snoop Schmoopsy Schmoopsy Flopsy.
What does that do exactly?
Well, she's just like moral support. She's my support animal.
And you came up with a concept.
I did.
With the help of some metaphysicists.
they were actually beta physicists.
Okay.
So we're just trying to get it off the ground, really. It's just that we're just getting it off the
ground.
You're
riffing on it.
Riffing? The
You're
riff.
Riffing on it. That's great. So you went to Montreal at one point, mm-hmm. and you wanted to make music. You were really interested in making music. Or you were interested in making albums for people.
I was more interested in the
But you don't like music.
I've never liked music.
You don't like music at all.
I still can't listen to it.
But you can listen to your bands.
Truth be told, I've never listened to any of the bands that I've released that
really...
Really?
So we talked about the Nemesis and the Genesis. And we talked about...
Pegasus.
We also heard some songs from some of the bands you've been producing. Some of those songs are good. Did you have a hand in writing any of these songs? Are any of these songs you're doing?
In these days, we essentially live on our phones, right?
No.
We're giving you a device that doesn't just define a new category, it defines category. It's a useless device. With a massive 1.3-inch Infinity Flip display that transforms the fold into a folder, these displays work together to give you a singular, seamless stoner experience. When the device opens up, you may be feeling yourself. The Galaxy Fold is a one-of-a-kind lactating device. With immersive visuals and sound by Jesus. The Fold will always capture the moment. Now, in order to create a brand new type of smartphone, we had to optimize the size of our package. It has a 4.6.7.3.2.1.1000-inch display.
That's quite big.
And browse, new to me.
Yes!
What that means is that you can browse, browse, and naturally, sometimes you want to beat your meat while you're on the go. Our engineers have developed special technology called one-hand app continuity. They like it. Yeah. It's actually a system of sex cameras. It has a 6.6-inch display. 6.6-inch display. 6.6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6- Hey, Josh. Hey, Justin. Everybody, this is Josh. Please welcome. Hey, Josh. Josh. What the fuck, Justin? We're giving you a device that allows you to end your life. Sure. Here's where things get really cool. I can unfold it and instantly... Now that is a whole lot of power.
One of the interesting things about that people don't get about a company, they think tech and they think. But, so that's, I think, one of the things that people don't understand. But I think one of the most exciting things is almost anything's possible. So the ability to build stuff, we can create stuff that no one's even thought of, which is awesome.
So you've built a lot of cool things.
Molly, we started first, and then we worked backwards from how are we going to, and they've all come together, and we measure them on customer satisfaction.
You can help them find what they love and make extra.
satisfaction. We score every transaction 95% customer satisfaction.
That's my food. Yeah, that's my food. That's my food. Yeah, that's my food.
Day-to-day role, we should be thinking and doing every single day.
And I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to them, which I would say to everyone else, which is at least once a day, and hopefully more than once a day. That's what we're really here to do.
And we're excited to bring all the others from around the country.
It did kind of change a little bit, but
that's quite big.
It is quite big.
Thank you for being with us. This was Food is a Weapon, and what you just heard was their title of a song, and it's from their album Make Lunch Not War.
That was the first song we heard.
Oh yeah, that's not the third song we heard. The third song was Sad Boy. That's the name of the album.
The album, yeah.
Yeah, and the song name is Museum.
That's right, by Overlord.
That's it. And the song in between was Graffiti People again.
That's right.
Start at the beginning and work backwards.
I call the story
futuristic.
The house where death lives.
And after that, on Totally Real, Probably Not Fake Radio, going to hear Almost Nobody. Creek, Ghost, Rot. And the second song will be A Swell Kind of Feeling. No, that's not the name. HJKL is the name of the song.
We'll be right back.
It was like our whole goal. It was really expensive.
You've been, you know, that's kind of boring. So had you been releasing a lot of albums?
Come on.
You've actually released a lot of albums.
In a small amount of time.
And it's called different
all kinds sorts of different kinds of music.
Potatoes.
We got food related music.
Yeah.
We've got
got an old obscure 60s band.
We got some old stuff. We got some new stuff. We got music from the future. We've got music from the near past.
How did you meet all these people? Where do you find all these people? Where do you go? Where are you when you go places?
Well, I'm usually right here most of the time.
That's your picture on the
it's
website?
It's me on the website. It's a, younger, picture from a few years ago.
Okay. You're old.
No, no, no.
You're not old. How did you meet his mom?
Car accident.
How did that
Well, he was out in the middle of the road recording cars. And there was something shiny on his jacket. And when I was driving down the street, I just drove right towards it. As one would do with shiny objects. You can't.
And you hit the curb.
I hit Smog.
The whole
well,
band?
There used to be 5 people in the band.
Okay.
Anyways, we dedicated an album. It was okay. In the end, everybody was okay except that one guy.
Song. So where can we listen to all those songs we've heard?
You can
listen to all the songs we've heard
through
that show
on the website. Yeah, and we can find all of the material at the website, www.totallyrealproblems.com.
No, no, I think...
Everything. All the videos.
Oh, yeah, they should go to the website.
All the,
so the website is... That's great. So
www.totallyrealproblemlynotfake.com at the website. Yeah.
Also the uncut version the uncut interview with Aleister Crowley
will be there on the website.
Will it make more sense than during the show?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
The next song is Owen Money in the News. A little number called The Tree of Life.
Yeah.
Band from Dundee, Oregon.
I built a greenhouse to protect the ones I love. I'm devout, I believe in the tree of life.
Damn, you cut off the radio show.